Dirty Folk Folk is brought to you by dirtyfolk.com, the art of independent adult entertainment.
All right. I am Max Boosman.
I'm Harper the Fox.
This is Dirty Folk Folk, episode one.
Oh my God.
Are you excited?
I'm super excited.
So the basic deal here, very simple. We're going to take about 25 minutes. We're going to take a subject of something that somebody somewhere at some point in time has gotten off to. Just like that. And we are going to write some verse out here live while you listen. And then we're going to take that verse off the air and we're going to turn it into a song so you don't have to listen to us go like, meh, yeah, you think that's a good melody?
That's just what I sound like when I'm fucking.
Wow. You brought your... Did you write some jokes before you came today?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
I'm bringing my A game.
Good, good, good. Okay, so Harper and I have decided to alternate choosing topics, and I decided on a topic today by way of introduction to people who may not know us and for posterity, since people get off to us all the time, since we're dirty, filthy porn stars.
Yes.
I have chosen the legendary, the great, the wonderful, the notorious, the world famous Virgin Brother Fucked by Slutty Sister.
Oh, shit. It's Virgin Brother Fucked by Slutty Sister.
It's got nearly 13 million views on Pornhub. It's got over 3 million views on YouPorn. It's pirated a bunch of other places with millions of views.
I bet it is.
We have taken it down from other sites with 20 million views before. One of the most stolen porn clips of all time.
You filthy bandits.
You filthy bandits. It's Virgin Brother Fucked by Slutty Sister.
It is interesting that you picked this video. Before we started this podcast, I was literally just receiving a Reddit comment from someone who is reposting this to an incest subreddit.
Reposting a pirated version?
Or no, our version.
Oh, good. See?
Getting views for us.
It's classic. Classic. Yep. So this is a little piece of art that we put together many years ago now. I don't even like to think about how many years ago now. But it is, in case you didn't gather it, it's in the taboo category of porn stuff.
The title says it all.
It really covers it. So I want to start with, what do you remember about the plot? Because my answer is not much.
Time for a 5-second commercial. Wandering Lust, the book of poetry by Harper the Fox, is available now at dirtyfolk.com/wanderinglust.
Because just for people to know, we get comments all the time on the quality of our scripts, but here's the thing. We've never written a single script for one of these, ever. We kind of come up with an outline, and then we just wing it.
Yep. Using our winging it skills. So to answer the question, how much of the plot do I remember? I have had many occasions to go back through and like scrub through / straight up rewatch that video. So I think I know the plot really fucking well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, kick us off then, Harper. What do you think?
All right, so, well, what do I think, or just what's the plot breakdown?
I mean, we have a ticking We have a ticking clock here. So, if you have a jumping off place, an inspiration for verse, if you have a poem that's been living in your heart about fucked by Slutty Sister whole time.
I can't say that I have any of those things. Let me give just like the minute or less rundown of the video and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Okay. So starts off, brother point of view. He's looking huffily at some dirty dishes, wandering around the house, slides open a door to the computer room in the house to find his sister masturbating. So he steps into the room. Can you please stop that?
He doesn't say that.
He just says, can you please stop that? That's really rude. And the video's over.
That's it. No, come on.
No.
I'm giving it the autentico feel.
With a horrible sound.
That's the sound of female masturbation.
Yeah, and I don't like to watch girls masturbate.
We're not watching, we're listening.
I don't like to listen to girls masturbate. Well, anyway.
You know, I'm trying to think not of you, but of the listener who might love to listen to a girl masturbate slash a chipmunk drown.
Very similar. Brother catches sister masturbating. I swear to God, I can't continue if you make that fucking mouth sound.
You're burning precious time here. Get
You're burning precious time. Brother hovers secretly. I am going to lose my shit. We're going to fight in the first episode. We're going to come fight. To blows.
Let's be honest, we're going to fight in every episode.
Damn straight. A tumultuous, passionate love we share.
All right. She masturbates silently.
She masturbates absolutely silently because she's doing it sneakily in the house while Dad's asleep in the next room. Brother comes in. He watches over her shoulder as she masturbates for a while. He gets hard. He takes his dick out. She still hasn't noticed he's there. Suddenly, she notices he's there and is at first freaked out, but then gets kind of shy, smiley.
Oh, but did you mention that she's watching...
Oh, well, that comes later.
Well, he notices it, though, right away.
No.
No, I'm wrong.
You're wrong. They start to just talk sort of shyly, sweetly. It is revealed that he reveals that he's a virgin. And as they're talking, the sister says, like, oh, well, what do you think of these images that I'm masturbating to? It's a whole series of, like... gifts of like a girl getting railed and a topless photo and yada yada, and he's like, oh my God, well, she's gorgeous, she has a great body, she's so sexy, la la la. And then she says, well, did you know that's me?
Bum, bum, bum.
Those are all images of me. Not only was your dick just hard watching me masturbate, but I was masturbating to images of myself.
What,
like
a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a slut.
I mean, I guess, you know, if you love your body, I take it back.
No, I don't think it's that abnormal to masturbate to images of yourself. I may or may not have done it in real life.
I mean, I guess masturbating to images of you having sex, standard. But yes. have you just like pulled up a picture of yourself and like, yeah, let's do this?
No, I have not done that. That it's part of why I've been so insistent on anyone I've ever been in like a more than a one-time fuck relationship with. I have tried real hard to get it documented.
Wait a minute. Wait. Time be damned. How many people do you have videos of you fucking?
Two.
No, that's just a lie. Oh, I've been present for more than
that's
that.
That's true. Okay. I'm thinking of like my relationships.
Okay, just me and your first boyfriend?
Yep.
No one else.
Other than people that like you and I were together and filmed videos with.
Okay. We've been together for almost a decade. It's rare that you learn some new sexual information.
Yeah. There you go. Time for a 5-second commercial.
Bastard, a Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman, available now from dirtyfolk.com/bastard.
Okay, so basically the yada 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 sister decides she wants to help her brother get some game. She like teaches her how to take a girl's bra off with her bra, and then she fucks him. Then they have sex.
real fast sex too.
Yeah, it's like,
right, if I remember correctly,
the P&V is probably less than 2 minutes.
If I remember correctly, my role is a lot of like thank you for clarifying that for everybody.
Oh, you're my beautiful sister.
That is my portrayal of most of these characters when we have to do these shoots.
You really want to get into the head of the dude who fucks his sister.
Fuck his sister. It's always like...
Max has a real high opinion of these men.
Yeah. I always sound like the baby from... from was that show called Dinosaurs?
The one that ends with them in an ice age dine.
I don't remember how it ends. You know the sitcom with the giant puppet
I never
characters?
Really watched it. It's just become a meme like, lately.
Not the mama. Or not the daddy. Not the daddy.
That should be my role in our next taboo.
You want to play fucking... a baby? That's too no. far. Too far.
Gross.
You're gross.
Gross.
I agree. That is gross.
Okay.
All right. We have so little time. So here's... We used to write some songs in an hour with music and everything. So we're not completely unfamiliar, but this is new territory. So I have an idea for how to start.
Perfect.
Little word association. Try to come up with 5 to 10 words that when you think of virgin brother fucked by slutty sister, that you think of. They don't have to rhyme, they don't have to do anything. Just come up with like your cloud of number one words that come to mind.
Okay. The first word that comes to mind is green dress, which is 2 words. Does that count?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
We need something.
Green dress.
We'll burn through like half our time.
Haha. Green dress. Cream pie. Bush. Moaning. Shadow. Masturbation.
Secret.
Secret.
Silent.
Silent. Dad. Obviously, brother.
Virgin. How many is that?
Close to 10. Eyeballing it. Balls deep with my eyes. That's 11.
11. We did it. All right. So we need some rhyming lines here. So let's take green dress.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take each one of these.
Green dress. Hot mess.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's write hot mess next to green dress. Green dress, comma, hot mess.
Got it.
All right. What's the next one?
Cream pie. So fly.
Okay. So fly.
Remember how much you love writing songs with me?
I do. I really do love writing songs with you.
I love you.
That's not what I said.
I love writing songs with you too. I just wanted to up the ante and tell you that I love you.
I do love you too.
Aw. Okay, bush. Smush.
Tush.
I like tush and I like smush.
Soft tush.
Soft tush.
Get tush.
I wrote down soft tush.
All right.
Moaning.
Boning.
Boning. Shadow. Bad dough. Ain't that bad dough.
Let's do it. I'm on board.
Time for a 5-second commercial.
Get yourself a beautifully carved piece of wood from dirtyfolk.com.
Okay. Masturbation in this nation.
Can it get a little patriotic?
Obviously.
All right, in this nation. What's next?
Secret.
Wet dick.
Slant rhymes for the win. Good job, Emily Dickinson.
Thank you.
Emily Dickinson wrote a lot about secrets and wet dicks. It's not exactly false, but I'll save that for another day.
All right. What's next?
Silent.
Silence.
Get bent.
Get bent? Now that's like a fucking 1990s piece. When did people say get bent?
In the 90s, I think.
I thought it was like already ironic in the 90s to say get bent.
It might be. Maybe early 90s, so then by the late 90s it was ironic.
I don't know.
Like people saying on fleek now.
Silent.
Moment.
Yeah, let's go. I think we can build off moment a little more.
Okay. Dad. Sad.
Sure. The brother's pretty sad.
Well, brother is the next one. Mother, we can just pull it all together.
Okay.
Virgin. Purging? Like you're going to be purging your load?
Yeah, okay. We got it.
Okay. We have our rhymes.
All right. That's the end of my ideas for how to do this.
Okay.
But jumping out right at me right away, the first one, green dress hot mess.
Yes.
Sounds like something that we could build like the repeatable message of the whole.
Oh, like our repeating chorus?
Yeah, or like, you know, the line, like in a lot of Willie Nelson songs and stuff, there's just the, like, the line that you know is kind of, like, going to be the whole thing. I'm going blank now for a single example.
If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Yeah, I mean, that launches into a whole chorus, but a lot of them have just...
Okay, so... Pretty little sister in a pretty green dress, bumping uglies and making a hot, pretty hot mess. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we can grab another one of these. Let me see if I can slide over here and see, because I can't see the screen at all.
Oh.
Let's see. Because if we can combine two of these rhymes, pretty little sister in her sexy green dress.
Gonna do our best to make a pretty hot mess.
It just comes together too quick. I want another line in between.
Okay.
Pretty little sister in a pretty green dress. Looking so.
Diddling that skittle and looking so fly. Something, 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 hot mess. Something, 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 cream pie.
Okay. Do you got the something, somethings?
I'll work on it.
Okay.
Can you fill some space while I type?
Pretty little sister in her pretty green dress. What's the next line then?
Diddling her skittle and looking so fly.
Pretty little skittle in her pretty green dress. Diddling her skittle. Looking so fly. What was the original idea you had? Just pretty little sister in a pretty green dress, and how did it wrap around real quick?
Oh, God. Something along the lines of, like, we'll be bumping uglies and making a hot mess. Gonna turn this family into one hot mess.
yeah, like, maybe, like, gonna make her brother a man with a big old hot mess?
I'm into it.
All right.
So get rid of the looking so fly thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was it?
Gonna make her
brother a man.
When he shoots his hot mess.
There we go.
This is worse than writing it the first time.
Than writing do you just feel dirty?
Yeah, I do, actually. Okay, so how are we doing on time here? We got, 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
All right, we're doing good, actually. We've made good progress here. Okay, so pretty little sister in a pretty green dress. Okay, so let's just write lines surrounding all these. If we get lines that connect at all between these things, we're really good. Can you make the whole thing bigger and cheat toward me a little bit? Yeah.
Time for a 5-second commercial. Wandering Lust, the book of poetry by Harper the Fox, is available now at dirtyfolk.com/wanderinglust. Okay. This is little awkward spacing, but here we go. Okay. Caught my sister.
Is it from the perspective of the dude? I thought it'd be like more story about him.
Oh, could be caught the sister sneaking in the shadow.
How about like, dad's on the couch, and brother is sad.
Okay.
Got lots of chores to do.
Dad's on. Sad. Got lots of chores to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sister left mess. Brother's gonna do his best to not tell her a thing or two.
Brother does best to not tell her a thing or two. Open the door.
Or brother goes searching, then he is lurching from what his eyes do see.
Okay.
Oh no, I did it.
Yeah, it's hard to type and see.
We have a lot of logistics to figure out here still. Okay. Brother goes searching, then he's lurching from what his eyes do see. And then what can you go up to what we have? He's still a virgin, but soon he'll be purging in his sister's pussy.
Sure.
Just give away the plot and right away. All right, that's obviously where the first chorus comes in. Let's see.
Okay, so sweet exposed bush, rounded soft tush.
Moaning and boning, they go.
I'm like completely losing the rhyme scheme here, but
don't worry about that. We just gotta get it written.
Sweet exposed bush and a lovely soft tush. What was the second one?
Moaning and boning they go.
Boning they go.
Now we need another line with the same amount sort of syllables as sweet exposed bush and a soft lovely tush.
Mm-hmm. Hidden in shadow, they don't feel bad though.
Yeah.
Because
brothers got a load to blow.
Because
bros got a load to blow.
Okay. Because bros got a load to blow.
He was a virgin, but soon he'll be purging. Oh, wait, we already had that. He's still a virgin. Never mind. Go up. I was reading that like a rhyme we still had to put in.
His jokes, we didn't write this one, but like his jokes may be corny, but sister is horny to, blah, 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 blah.
They'll keep his wet dick a well kept secret. Well kept secret. What else we got up there? Let's use the ones we have because we got 2 minutes.
Oh my God. Cream pie so fly. A brother and
cream
mother.
Cream pie so fly that he could die.
A cream pie so fly. He could die.
This is an instant classic.
Yeah.
All right, another line.
Never tell mother of what the brother
put between sister's sweet thighs.
Yes. Never tell mother of what the brother put between sisters. Sweet.
Just realized this became to the tune of Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
Oh
my, in my head.
God.
Never tell mother of what the brother put between sisters. Sweet thighs.
God.
What else we got up there?
I think we've gone through basically all the rhymes. Green dress, hot mess, cream pie, so fly, bush, soft tush, moaning, boning, shadow, bad dough, masturbation. Masturbation in this nation. We left that out.
Okay, yeah. No matter your station.
No matter your station.
In this great nation.
In this great nation, we know just what you can do. When you catch when you catch your fair sister in sweet masturbation,
give her a good dicky do.
And that's it.
And that's it. We did it. All right. Coming up next is the complete song. We hope you enjoyed listening to us put this together.
Me too.
Episode one.
Episode one.
For Urge Your Brother Fucked by Slutty Sister. Good job, hon.
Good job to you too. I love you.
I love you too.
But I feel fucking dirty.
I feel so... Every episode this is going to feel dirtier and dirtier. Hey, if you have any ideas of what we should be writing songs about, it has to be something that someone somewhere, sometime, has gotten off to, you can write us at contact@dirtyfolk.com. I'm Max Moosman.
I'm Harper the Fox.
Thanks for listening.
Dad's on the couch, brother is sad, got lots of chores to do. Sister left mess, brother does best to not tell her a thing or two. Brother goes searching, then he is lurching from what his eyes do see. He's still a virgin, but soon he'll be purging in his sister's pussy. Pretty little sister in her pretty green dress, gonna make brother a man when he shoots his hot mess. Sweet exposed bush and a soft lovely tush, moaning and boning they go. Hidden in shadow, they don't feel bad though, 'cause bro's got a load to blow. They'll keep his wet dick a well kept secret, a cream pie so fly he could die. Never tell mother of what the brother put between sister's sweet thighs. Pretty little sister in her pretty green dress, gonna make brother a man when he shoots his hot mess. No matter your station in this great nation, we know just what you can do when you catch your fair sister in sweet masturbation. Give her a good dicky do. Pretty little sister in her pretty green dress, gonna make brother a man when he shoots his hot mess. Pretty little man that made a brother a man. When he shoots his hot mess, Dirty Folk Folk is brought to you by dirtyfolk.com, the art of independent adult entertainment.